Welcome to the Reimagining Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Robinson, mattress-centric feminist psychotherapist, matrescence educator, creator of the Mattress-Centric Way, and founder of Mama's Modern Village. My hope is that these conversations with scholars, researchers, activists, and changemakers leave you feeling inspired and empowered, reflective and curious, whether you are a mother yourself or someone who supports them professionally. May you gain the tools, knowledge, and vocabulary you need to begin putting your experience into words, externalizing the motherhood shoulds we so often make our own, and begin to reimagine motherhood, not just for yourself, but for all mothers everywhere. Disclaimer, this podcast is not intended to be used as clinical advice, simply educational in nature. Now, let's do this. Welcome to the Reimagining Motherhood podcast. Welcome to the Reimagining Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Robinson, licensed clinical social worker. I'm a mattress-centric feminist psychotherapist, matrescence educator, creator of the Mattress-Centric Way, and founder of Mama's Modern Village. I took my own journey of motherhood to the world of academia. I wanted to excavate the narrative that was mothering and motherhood in Western society, as I felt deep in my bones that so much of my personal experience was something that was shared by many other mothers. And I wasn't wrong. What I have come to learn is worthy of being shared. I've met some incredible and powerful women in my journey of becoming a mother, both personally and professionally, and I now stand on their shoulders. I am bringing them and their work to you. As someone trained clinically to support mothers, I have felt that something was missing, that indeed the traditional clinical model of care left something out, and indeed further pathologized so much of motherhood and a mother's experience. Granted, postpartum mood disorders are real and 100% deserving of clinical treatment through therapy and medication as needed and directed by a clinical or medical practitioner. This is not to minimize these disorders, rather to expand the conversation around maternal mental health and what it might mean to extend the definition of postpartum. After all, once postpartum, always postpartum. This nudge that something was missing led me first to discover the theory of matrescence, coined by Dana Raphael, a medical anthropologist, and later revived by Dr. Aurelie Athen at Teachers College at Columbia University. I went all in, and in so doing, felt so seen, validated, and normalized in my experience of becoming a mother. For there was a word, matrescence, to describe this intense time of disorientation, as Athen explains, that indeed there was a time of transition that I was going through, so transformative in nature. There is challenge, growth, push-pull in any life transition. This is to be expected. Think graduation, getting married, the death of a loved one, the list goes on. These are harder life moments. We get through them largely because there is cultural understanding of them and support to meet them. In any life transition, we are asked to learn a new way of being in the world. Our identity is shifting. Our sense of self is expanding. We are questioning our existence, sometimes at least. Matrescence is a developmental push in our life as women. It is to be expected that it would be hard, and there would be a time of intense discomfort and disorientation. A mother, through this lens of matrescence, needs to know that it is natural to feel undone, a bit lost and disoriented, challenged and pushed. She should come to see herself as growing, expanding, and transforming throughout this process, and learn to hold space for the creative mess that it brings with it. She will see that surrendering, instead of pushing through, will actually help her in this transition. There is so much that is inspiring about a mother's matrescence. This theory itself explains so much of a mother's experience. Through this lens, a mother needs to know that becoming a mother is hard, and I use that word to describe this natural time of disorientation. Yet she needs to know also that she can handle it. This theory was the first step in my journey of excavating the narrative of mothers, mothering, and motherhood, yet it still left me feeling like something was missing. If becoming a mother was supposed to feel naturally a bit hard, Was it supposed to feel this hard? The hard that so many mothers face today? Oh, no, no. This hard is not the natural hard that is once matrescence. This is patriarchal normative motherhood. Motherhood with a capital M, hard. And that's when I found Dr. Andrea O'Reilly, her work of matricentric feminism, and the whole wide world of motherhood studies. Wow, my entire world opened up and it all began to make sense. The pieces of this puzzle came together. I now had words to describe my own experience and words to give the many mothers that I supported clinically and otherwise at Mama's Modern Village. Turning to theory when the clinical, more traditional ways of supporting mothers, let alone being viewed as one, felt incomplete, was just what I needed. As bell hooks, activist and theorist, once wrote, quote, "I came to theory because I was hurting. The pain within me was so intense that I could not go on living. I came to theory desperate, wanting to comprehend, to grasp what was happening around and within me. Most importantly, I wanted to make the hurt go away. I saw in theory then a location for healing," end quote. I found in theory as well healing, not just for myself, but for mothers everywhere. It's time to bring together these disciplines and bring this knowledge, this wisdom, these theories to the mothers mothering day in and day out, for knowledge really is power. I use this lens now, what I have coined as the matricentric way, as the only way I show up in support of mothers today. It's about expanding the conversation to include a strong emphasis on maternal mental health with both the theories of matrescence and matricentric feminism, motherhood studies more broadly. And it's also about supporting mothers many, many years postpartum, for mothers all along their motherhood lifespan need support, understanding and vocabulary to talk about their experiences. For example, did you know that some research suggests that the mental health of mothers of middle school age children is worse than any other time in the mother's life? Meaning, the mother's mental health is suffering more with her adolescent children than it did when she had a 6-month-old, even to include a mood disorder? These are the conversations we need to be having, where we really do expand the definition of postpartum so that all mothers receive the support they need all throughout their many seasons of motherhood. After all, matrescence never ends. I digress. This podcast aims to bridge the world of academia, research, advocacy, and activism with mothers and those that support them, personally and professionally. It is for those dedicated to reimagining a motherhood that uplifts and respects mothers and the work of mothering so that families and ultimately communities can thrive. It is for those wanting to be a part of this paradigm shift in which mothers are the center of our culture. In these conversations with thought leaders, change makers, advocates, and activists, they are mothers and grandmothers themselves, all with a story to share and wisdom to impart. Decades of research, theory, and history, rich with innovations, legacies, and creativity that is ours for the taking. My hope is that this podcast leaves you inspired and motivated with knowledge that comes from generations, that you know that becoming a mother, no matter how it happens, is an invitation to expand and an opportunity to raise your consciousness. That this leaves you feeling called into action, whether that is for yourself within your own experience of mothering or within the greater collective of mothers. That you leave feeling seen, heard, and validated in your experience of motherhood, knowing that it isn't a me problem, but a we problem. And lastly, that you leave knowing you are not alone, that there are so many other mothers, grandmothers, scholars, feminists, activists, dreamers, and doers, all sharing the same mission: to reimagine a motherhood where mothers are seen and heard, respected and upheld, supported and prioritized. The future is today. It is you and it is me. Welcome to the Reimagining Motherhood podcast. If you only have 10 or 20 minutes, maybe start with the takeaways and then deep dive into the larger episode based on the content that speaks to you when you have time. I hope you enjoy. Please share these podcasts with your partner, sister, mother, friend, everyone. For when a mother is supported, all people, her family, the communities, ultimately the world can thrive. Thanks so much for listening. I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Reimagining Motherhood podcast. I hope you gained a couple nuggets of wisdom, some new vocabulary, or an expanded perspective on motherhood from this episode. Make sure you check the show notes for further information on these topics and ways in which you can get involved or learn more if you choose. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and better yet, a glowing review so that this material can reach many more mothers and we can continue to reimagine motherhood together. In the meantime, make sure to follow along on Instagram at Mama's Modern Village and head over to my website at www.mamasmodernvillage.com for groups, my professional training, and other offerings to support you in reimagining motherhood in real time. Again, thanks so much for listening, and I can't wait to bring you the next episode.